KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Iowa State's program has come to be defined by the fiery, passionate persona of Coach Paul Rhodes. The on-field identity of the Cyclones has been forged by seniors Jake Knott and A.J. Klein, a pair of once-overlooked linebackers who've blossomed into one of the top defensive duos in the country. The Cyclones are off to their second straight 3-0 start behind a defense that's been better than most expected. They're 13th in the nation in scoring defense at 10.7 points allowed per game, and they haven't allowed a touchdown in 2 weeks. The performance of Iowa State's defense so far has only solidified Knott and Klein's reputation as program changers. Well, it's only week three in the NFL, and already the Kansas City Chiefs are so banged up that they had to alter their practice schedule this week. The Chiefs were planning to practice in pads yesterday, but Coach Romeo Crennel pushed it back until today to give a lengthy list of players an extra day to heal. Tight ends Kevin Boss and Jake O'Connell and offensive lineman Ryan Lilja are being held out of practice entirely, while Dexter McCluster, Steve Breston, Anthony Torribio, Alan Bailey, Kendrick Lewis, and Jaleel Brown will all be limited in practice. Running back Jamal Charles was expected to practice fully after dinging his reconstructed left knee in Sunday's loss to Buffalo. He only carried 6 times for 3 yards in that game. The Chiefs will visit New Orleans on Sunday. Well, it's only 2 weeks into the season. Already, Romeo Crennel is having to answer questions about whether he can handle the Chiefs' head coaching duties, along with being defensive coordinator. Crennel was elevated from defensive coordinator to interim coach when Todd Haley was fired last year and took over the job on a full-time basis this season. But rather than hire a new coach to coordinate the defense, Crennel has chosen to handle both jobs himself. The results haven't been good so far. Kansas City was routed by both Atlanta and Buffalo and now heads to New Orleans for a Sunday showdown between winless teams. Crennel says he's not considering whether to give up that coordinator job. In other NFL news, the New England Patriots have signed tight end Kellen Winslow and re-signed wide receiver Deion Branch. That announcement comes 3 days after tight end Aaron Hernandez was sidelined with a right ankle injury. The Patriots have not said how many games they expect him to miss. Winslow was released by the Seattle Seahawks on September 1st. He spent the past 3 seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, following 5 seasons with the Cleveland Browns. He had 75 receptions last season and has 437 in his career. The Patriots released Branch on the final roster cutdown after he caught 51 passes last season. Also around the league, the Pittsburgh Steelers' struggling running game could get a shot in the arm Sunday in Oakland. Starting running back Rashard Mendenhall practiced on Wednesday and is inching closer to returning from right knee surgery. Mendenhall hasn't played since tearing the ACL in his knee in last year's regular season finale. Running back Ahmad Bradshaw, offensive tackle David Deal, and wide receiver Dominic Hickson of the Super Bowl champion New York Giants have all been ruled out of tonight's game at Carolina. All three were injured in Sunday's win over Tampa Bay and didn't practice this week. Wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, is out with a foot injury. Washington Redskins receiver Joshua Morgan says he's receiving death threats and other venomous messages on Twitter because of his fourth quarter blunder in Sunday's loss to the Rams. The Jets say star cornerback Darrell Revis has been cleared for practice on a limited basis while he continues recovering from a concussion suffered in the season opener. His status for the team's game at Miami on Sunday is uncertain. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Chris Medlin is running in some pretty select pitching company. The Atlanta hurler pitched 8 innings, a 4-hit ball, as the Braves won his start for the 21st straight time by blanking the Miami Marlins 3-0. The New York Yankees won 22 straight times when Whitey Ford started games from 1950 through 1953. That was a span interrupted by Ford serving in the Korean War. Medlin is 9-1 this year. He broke in by losing the first 2 starts of his career in 2009. He hasn't taken a loss in any of his 26 starts since, with the Braves prevailing in the last 21 of those. His one loss this year came in relief. Medlin struck out 6, walked 1, and lowered his ERA from 1.62 to 1.51. Chipper Jones, playing in his last game in Miami, went 1-for-4. Elsewhere in the National League, Drew Stubbs hit a tie-breaking RBI single in the 11th inning, and Cincinnati beat Chicago 6-5, hours after Reds manager Dusty Baker left the ballpark for chest x-rays. Baker was diagnosed with an irregular heartbeat and was expected to stay overnight in a Chicago hospital. A team spokesman said the tests were to rule out pneumonia. Bench coach Chris Spire brought the lineup card to home plate, and there was no sign of the 63-year-old Baker during the game. He won't be with the team today, and there's no timetable for his return. Matt Cain pitched 8 solid innings to earn his career-best 15th win. Pablo Sandoval homered for the first time in 2 months, and the San Francisco Giants moved another game closer to clinching the National League West title with a 7-1 win over the Rockies. Giants' magic number to clinch is 5. Marco Estrada pitched 7 scoreless innings, and rookie shortstop John Segura hit a double and triple as the surging Milwaukee Brewers stayed in contention for a postseason berth with a 3-1 win over the fading Pittsburgh Pirates. Philadelphia rallied to beat the New York Mets 3-2 on a 2-run homer by Ryan Howard in the 9th inning. Also, the Nationals are 1 win away from becoming the first Washington-based baseball team to make it to the postseason since 1933 when Franklin Roosevelt was in the White House. The Nationals scratched out a 3-1 win over the Dodgers in the opening game of a doubleheader. The Dodgers lost a 6-run lead in the nightcap and won it 7-6 on Matt Kemp's homer in the 9th inning. David Fries and Yadier Molina both connected for their 20th home runs of the season. Lance Lynn threw 6 1/3 shutout innings as the St. Louis Cardinals picked up a 5-0 win over Houston. The Cards own a 2-game lead over the Dodgers in the race for the last wild card spot. Also, Arizona beat San Diego 6-2. In the American League, Andy Pettitte didn't miss a beat when he took the mound for the first time since breaking a bone near his left ankle on June 27th. The 40-year-old left-hander scattered 4 hits over 5 shutout innings in the Yankees' 4-2 win over Toronto in the opener of a day-night doubleheader in New York. The Yankees won the nightcap 2-1. Ichiro Suzuki went 7-for-8 in that doubleheader, driving in the winning run in the second game as the Yanks have a half-game lead over Baltimore in the East. After taking 18 innings to decide Tuesday's game, the Baltimore Orioles and Seattle Mariners needed a mere 11 innings before the Orioles finished a 3-game sweep with a 3-1 victory. Adam Jones cracked his 30th homer, a 2-run shot in the 11th. That's the Orioles' 15th consecutive extra inning victory. AL West leading Texas beat the LA Angels 6-2, dropping the Angels 7.5 games back of the Rangers in that chase. Bruce Chen pitched into the 7th inning. Alex Gordon hit a 2-run double, and the Kansas City Royals beat the AL Central leading White Sox 3-0, snapping Chicago's 5-game winning streak. The Sox have a 2-game lead over Detroit, who were winners last night. Miguel Cabrera homered, Omar Infante drove in 3, and Justin Verlander pitched 6 scoreless innings as Detroit beat Oakland 6-2. Also, Minnesota beat Cleveland by a 6-4 final, and Tampa Bay over Boston 13-3. A person familiar with the negotiations says Major League Baseball is nearing agreements with Fox and Turner Sports on 8-year contracts through 2021. Under the deals, which are likely to be announced before the postseason, Fox will retain rights to the World Series and to a league championship series every year. The amount baseball receives from the two networks is likely to double to an average of about $800 million annually. ESPN and MLB last month announced a new deal covering 2014 through 21 that will increase ESPN's average annual payment from about $360 million to approximately $700 million. The St. Louis Cardinals say the Peoria Chiefs will be their new full-season Class A minor league affiliate through 2016. That announcement appears to confirm earlier reports that the Chicago Cubs plan to end their affiliation with Peoria. Cardinals senior general manager John Mozeliak said in a statement Wednesday that the deal with the Chiefs will give St. Louis better presence in the area with many Cardinal fans. The Chiefs were a Cards minor league affiliate from 1995 to 2004 and for several years in the 1950s. Yadier Molina is among a handful of current Cardinals who played in Peoria. Well, suspended Iowa State basketball player Boo Boo Paulo has pleaded not guilty to one charge of sexual abuse. Paulo was suspended September 7th after being charged with sexually abusing a woman that he was driving home earlier this year. Online court records say Paulo's attorney, Matthew Bowles, filed a written plea of not guilty on Tuesday. Paulo and another man, 21-year-old Spencer Cruz of Ames, were charged with second-degree sexual abuse. The criminal complaint says the men offered to give a woman a ride home on May 18th, but instead drove her to a home owned by Cruz's family and committed a sex act by force against the victim's will. Online records show that Cruz hasn't entered a plea. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg has suspended Paulo, who is a reserve guard on the program. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.